of walk me through what you see, you know, going on with the whole mail-in thing and delays with the Postal Service, what problems, I guess, kind of could pop up, you know, before Election Day, that type of thing.
Well, here in Tazewell County, I've had a conversation already with our local postmaster, and I'm confident in the efforts of our post office to make sure that every piece of mail is delivered in a timely fashion. I'm also confident that they are properly identifying and highlighting the ballots that are being mailed back in. We've worked with them. They know what they look like. They know what they're looking for, and they'll be giving priority status to any election mail type of materials being delivered and returned to our office. I can also tell you that my recommendation for voters is if when you get your ballot to be able to vote by mail, which those get mailed out September 24th, if you know who you want to vote for, fill it out, send it in as early as possible. Don't set it with a pile of bills and hold on to it for a long period of time, because the sooner you submit that ballot and we get it, the easier it is for us to get that process in a timely fashion. If everybody waits till the last minute to mail it in to us, that's where we'll have hang-ups and some issues because of the sheer volume of mail being processed at that point. But if we can spread that out from September 24th all the way to Election Day, and like I said, people, when you make up your mind, I'm not telling you to you have to rush, just when you've made up your mind of who you want to vote for, if you're confident, no need to wait. Fill it out, get it in the mail to us so that we can get that processed in a timely fashion for you.
And what is the deadline to get that ballot in to be counted?
The deadline to mail a ballot back is actually on Election Day. As long as they're postmarked on Election Day, November 3rd, postmarked by the post office, you have then up to 2 weeks for that to be delivered to our office for that vote to still count, which is plenty of time here locally. I do understand the concern about distribution centers elsewhere, but I'm confident in our local post office distribution network that those delays that have been discussed nationally won't be seen here.
And to get that ballot in the mail that you were talking about, you would have already had to request that you get a mail-in ballot. Those cards were sent when?
Yeah, those cards were sent out, and they continue to be sent out as people request a vote-by-mail ballot. But they were mailed out the beginning of last month. And like I said, they'll continue to be mailed out up until about a week before the election is the cutoff date for those vote-by-mail applications. And yes, those have to be signed, sent back to our office, and then at that point after that process is when we turn around and send out at the ballot. One tidbit for the end, just a quick little
sure.
blip you might want to end with, is that our previous high in Tazewell County was 2,800 vote-by-mails, which was in the 2016 presidential election. We're currently sitting at 11,000 requests here in Tazewell County. Quite a bit of a difference.